something very important.
G.I.'s, thank you, my dude. Yes, sir. Sacrifice Eye. Yes, sir. Out now. Live Free or Die Radio. We'll be back next Tuesday, 7 p.m., same time and place.
A-E-I-O-U.
Ah, yo. Yeah. Stylist MC Fly. Yeah. Know what the fuck is up. We gon' lean this shit like the Eiffel, man. It's that real hip-hop shit. Yo. Waking up, breathing next to a Cajun girl in lingerie. So today is a good day, that's bonjour en français. What's really? I'm so illy, West Coast outlaw. The kid like Billy, ha, quick on the draw, southpaw. I scribe bars in a notebook, then spit it over a beat at a dope hook. Gangsta rappers really so shook. Same cats back, they mama boss. Starter jackets got they coat took. I spoke crooks and castles, strategize the chessboard we call society. And I just poured a shot of whiskey. Spicy pickle back, make the hairs on my arm stand up like nickel rap. Rockstar like Nickelback. I see my fans in the street, you show me love, I give you dap. Peace. For the tour, I need half the dough in advance. I bring that real West Coast shit to France, like put your hands up. Yeah. I keep them there, nigga. What's really? Yo, put your hands up. Now keep them there.
Yo, you batter not lash and watch it as the time pass. Maybe I should rhyme less, focus, let the mind rest. But where's the fun in that? I'd rather run on track, making records, paying homage to my friends ain't coming back. Hope to walk the right path, and father, I have tried. Still the demons fight back, so the farther I would slide. We living lost in life, there's no hidden clause. Can't trade the years back like a whip with lemon laws. What you dealt is the hand that you gotta play. It's how you get up when your hand's in the mud and rain. It's how you react when your funds are depleted. When you're knocked down, nose running and bleeding. A man's credibility's built on humility. And if he has ability to really see the bigger picture, the blindness of getting richer, the mind will just tend to trick it. We're designed to lend the wisdom to minds of descended children.
If I was dealt, it's kind of hard to pick a card to play. But you can still find me in France sipping Chardonnay. It's hard to say, but I'd probably be a star today. If people gave you a chance and didn't charge to play. But c'est la vie, they try to take aim at me. We ain't the same in the game, don't put the blame on me.
Don't do it.
Fuck them all, please pardon my French. I ain't speaking the same language and the rules don't bend. I'm in the telly watching belly eating croissants with grape jelly. Dusting off the hate like there's nothing they could tell me. When life's this good, you might get hood when they try to take it away and rewrite what stood. That's why I keep my soul on ice like when Raz dropped. Same poker face all day like a mascot.
WMFO in Medford, Sky By here. This is Death or Glory.
in Candy's room. There are pictures of her heroes on the wall. To get to Candy's room, gotta walk the darkness of Candy's hall. Strangers from the city call my baby's number, and they bring her toys. When I come knocking, she smiles pretty. She knows I wanna be Candy's boy. There's a sadness hidden in that pretty face, a sadness all her own, from which no man can keep Candy safe. We kissed, and my heart rushes through my brain, and the blood rushes in my veins, the fire rushes through the sky, and we go driving, driving deep into the night. I go driving deep into the light, Candy's eyes. She says, baby, if you wanna be wild,
right? That was Springsteen with Candy's Room. Before that, brand new stuff by The Connection. The song was called In the End. CD is Wish You Success. That just came out and opened with The Clash. Death Dog Glory. Here was Smitty.
Scott.
Again.
Love you.
New stuff.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. I can't tell you. I'm
happy to have you.
This is awesome.
Happy to have you.
Brand new material. Yeah. I've been talking to you about this for probably a couple years now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm so glad the day has finally arrived and I can debut some of the stuff here.
How'd this come together, this band?
Well, so it's me. I had to put together a band after the fact. And I do have band members, which I can talk about in a bit. But I've been writing literally since the turn of the century.
I believe it.
And, you know, when we started clicking into the 2010s, it was sort of like, you know, I got to do something with this.
Yeah.
I'm liking it. And by definition, you know, I don't have like, you know, maybe the best ears on planet Earth, but I got pretty good ears.
Yeah.
And it's like, well,
you've been in a band or two.
A band or three or five,
yeah.
And it's like, you know what? Even if this, you know, doesn't go anywhere, I got to get this out. So I went in, I recorded it. I got some great people to come into the recording studio with me. And every step of the way, people that I really admire and respect in the Boston music scene and also some of my friends back in Detroit, I really have been getting a lot of great encouragement. And it's like, all right, you know, maybe I got something here.
And you're doing the singing.
And I'm doing the singing. And people are like, so you're going to play drums and sing? It's like, no, not for live. In the studio, yeah, I play drums. And then, you know,
but you sang in the studio as well.
It's all me. Had some help with Amber Caceres. She did some backing vocals. Tim Carey helped me with a song, but it was mostly me. Actually, the guy who engineered it and mixed it, Alec Rodriguez, he actually sang on one of the songs, backup. But yeah, it's me. And so when I decided to put the band together so I could play live, it's like, you know what? I want to be able to move. And, you know, there are so many great drummers in this music scene of ours. And I was very lucky and very fortunate to get Danny Lee from Schema and Uzi to play mm-hmm. drums. And we had a meeting a couple weeks ago, and oh my, he's going to kill it. I mean, oh my, I can't wait. The musicians that I have, they're going to help me with this, with the show coming up at Once on Saturday, June 30th. I've got great musicians, and I actually even have, I want to say what special guest I have, but he's so cool.
He's so special.
He's so special. I don't think I'm going to talk about him at all. You got to come to the show and
is
see who I
got. Is that on the flyer special? I didn't know that.
A Tad.
DJ.
Sidewalk
I know
driver.
About him.
Yeah, he's going to be the DJ.
There's an additional thing going on.
There's an additional thing, last song of the set. We're going on first, by the way.
Oh, really?
So you want to get there early.
It's good to know. Okay.
It's good. Yes. I Gene Dante, you know, he's the headliner.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to make sure. Once is not a small venue.
Yeah.
Got to get some people in there.
Yeah.
So I reached out to Gene Dante and the Future Starlets, Parlor Bells, and the Gala, and I'm so happy.
Solid lineup.
Oh,
yeah,
it's a solid happy. Lineup. I mean, I would go see them even if I wasn't playing.
Right.
But Smitty is the first band up, and I'm telling you, this is one of those shows you do not want to show up fashionably late.
No.
This is going to be ready,
This is a start to finish show.
You absolutely got that. And there is one special guest that I haven't decided if I'm never going to say who it is, but I may
tell
not.
Me off here.
I will, actually.
I won't say anything about it, but you'll tell me. But this is your first foray into vocals, right?
You know, and
so
I've
is that kind of, was it intimidating a bit?
Not well,
a,
here's the thing that I found out. Guess what? I'm a bit of an egomaniac.
So you're okay. Well, I think you have to be a little bit, right?
You know, I'm having fun.
I sound good.
Well, yeah, I don't know about that, but you know, so people, you know, so you're the lead singer of the band, and I say I'm the front person.
Exactly.
I have actual singers in the band. You know, whether or not you know what qualifies for what does qualify for singing. Well, we'll find out.
That's anyone's guess.
There you go.
And that's an interpretive and individual thing. I think
I'm not a pop star. I'm a rocker. I come at this with a rock and roll mentality. You know, I will not.
As you know.
There you go.
Play a lot of rock.
So, you know, I'm having fun with that. And the very first vocal rehearsal that we had, you know, with the backup singers, I'm walking around, I'm pointing. I'm just like, okay, I think I have an idea what I'm going to do here. So, it'll be fun. And I can't wait. So the Boston ones are going to be the first. So full disclosure, I fronted a sort of like a little pickup band for half a second in Detroit back in 1979. Okay. I'm old. And I did it like maybe half dozen shows. It wasn't even like a real band even. And it's kind of funny, other than just, you know, all those years of learning, you know, just the craft, you know, playing in a band and the whole deal, the vocal timbre is pretty much the same.
Wow.
It's like, and when I think back to what I was doing, it's like, nah, that's who I am.
Yeah.
And so, and I figured it would be the most honest thing that I could do is just be that guy. You know, don't try and go for the crazy high notes. Don't, you know, do the trills and all that stuff. Just be you.
Stay within yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think I accomplished that. Now, whether or not, you know, when you
hear this. We're
going
to find out in a minute.
Yeah, you're going to find out real quick even.
I'm going to play a few numbers here. Why don't we do that?
All right, let's do that.
We'll get back. This is
track two.
Yeah.
Fezalicious.
Okay.
I wear a fez. I figure
all
I got
the time. That's true.
I got a, you know, I brought it for the.
For effect?
For the Facebook selfies that when we get
them.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay. But, the fez will be on.
The fez will never go away. I'm having so much fun with the fez. People bring me fezes to the shows that I'm
in. I've heard big things about the fez.
The fez is fun. It's fun.
Like I've been to back when I used to go to a few Fire King shows, people would say to me, I love the fez.
Yeah. So what's it mean? It doesn't really mean anything. I'm having fun. Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
And actually just let it mean what you want it to mean. I don't care.
Whatever works for you.
Exactly.
All right. Here is Fezalicious.
You're so suspicious. Hey man,
All right, there's two fantastic new songs by Smitty. Smitty's new release, Just a Modern Guy. I don't make glad it is Modern Guy. I did read that correctly, right? I kidded him and said it should be Just a Busy Guy, because between Little Billy Lost and this, and we'll get to Little Billy in a minute, but we got a lot going on.
Well, you know, when you're doing your passion, you know, it's...
You go to bed exhausted and happy and satisfied.
Yeah.
And you get up in the morning and you're ready to go. I mean, you know, I've got a regular gig like most of us, and I'm very happy and fortunate to have it, you know, to pay the bills and stuff.
Got to pay the bills.
Got to pay the bills. But when I'm in full, you know, show mode, recording mode, you know, anything to do with art and music, I mean, I'm like, you know, shot out of a cannon. You know, and I'm happy to do it, and it's
evident.
Oh, you know, when you're
performing, it's evident that you're like the happiest guy in the room. From what I've seen.
I apologize in advance.
No,
I mean, my
good
head's
going
to pop up, pop off for this a one show.
I can imagine.
I mean, I already got an intro figured out with the band. It's just going to knock your head off. We are going to end the set so big. And that's the point where we might have that special guest on the stage.
Teasing I'm not the special guest all hour. I should mention that the title of the two songs we played, Big Bad Boy, right?
Yeah. First one we had Fezzalicious. And then we went into Big Bad Boy.
I like them both a lot. Fezzalicious is a bit humorous.
There you go.
But you're a Fez guy.
I'm a Fez guy.
And I want to thank you, I told you off air, just for actually putting a physical CD out. And this is a great little package you got here. Great artwork, design.
Well, thank you.
And you do that as well.
Yep,
right?
The illustration. I had fun with the illustration. And, you know, it's just everything about the artwork. I mean, this is 100%
nice.
Me. Yeah. I mean, it really, that's the beauty of doing your own release. Mm. It's you got to think, you know, who am I? And just hit all the points.
Yeah.
And just got to let it go after that. You know, people don't like, you know, who you are. It's like, hey.
Right.
You let it go. This CD is who I am.
Phew. Yeah.
Warts and all.
Like liner notes, there's liner notes in there, not that I can read them right now.
Yeah, if you didn't have a magnifying glass.
But I will get one at the house and I will read them because I'm a liner notes kind of guy.
So, you know, one of the beauty things, you know, about putting this together, you know, and I'm in the studio, I actually recorded it about a year ago, and then I had some shows come up and I've been piecing this together, get everything just right, and I knew that at some point I was going to play a live show. And I was very fortunate to get Gene Dante and the Future Starlets agreed. They're going to be the headliner. And also on the bill is the Parlor Bells with Goddamn Glenn, who's like amazing in himself. The Gala. I love the Gala. I mean, when I saw those guys, it's like, I need to work with these guys. And then my band, Smitty Smitty, we're going to go on first. Mm-hmm. So again, no showing up late.
Yeah,
you get there. Let's see. I've got the doors opening at 7:30, and you know, we'll probably
eight-ish.
Go on 8:15, 8:30, something like that. But you want you
be
really
there at 8, though.
You kind of don't. If you miss 1 second of it, you know, you'll survive. But I'm telling you, from top,
I won't stay.
Oh.
If I get held up and show up at 10 past 8, I'm turning around.
No, you want to come. You want to come at the end for the. But yeah, I'm going to tell you who it is, and you're definitely going to come.
You're not going to tell me. You're going to tell me off here.
Off here. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Because it's just, you know, it's one of these things when someone is big enough, it's kind of like, yeah, I'll do it, but I don't want to be in the promo. And it's just like, oh, interesting.
Okay.
You know, and it's he wasn't like a deal killer, you know.
Yeah.
If I decided to at some point to say who this person was, I'm sure they'd be fine, quite frankly.
Right.
But I'm just, when you see him walk on stage at the end, and there'll be another guy who's not, he's a great Boston musician, but he's not the other guy.
I get a lot of guys going on.
A lot
on
of guys.
Here.
And I got a couple of girls that are
stuff
special.
Going on.
And, you know, well, maybe we can talk about that a little later. But
yeah.
Let's do the business. We're going to be playing at once on Saturday, June 30th. Tickets in advance are $12, $15 day of show. Doors open at 7:30. You know, just like Skybar said, you know, get there at 8.
Yeah.
Have a drink, hang. Oh, so then we're gonna have Tad from Sidewalk Driver as the DJ, so he's going to be playing some great music.
Great band, Sidewalk Driver. I have some of them with me, but I don't know if we'll get to it, but yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Great band.
Cool.
Yeah, I get Sidewalk.
We definitely have an event page on Facebook. You can buy tickets in advance at Ticketfly. The Ticketfly URL is crazy long, but if you go to Ticketfly.com and drop in once, you'll see Gene Dante and the Future Starlets, and so you can buy your tickets in advance from that. And my live band, which I'm very excited. Actually, I'll tell you who I got. The guy I'm playing in Little Billy Lost with, our guitar player, James Melanson. He's one of the guitar players. Eddie Nowick of the Bentmen, Mercy Beat. He's another one of the guitar players. Sam Avola. He and I actually played together in the late 90s in a band called Those Famous Monsters, and he was the lead singer. I was the drummer. He was the lead singer. So when I asked him if he would be a backup singer to the Smitty group, you know, we've been wanting to play together again forever, and he was all into it. So Sam Avola, he's going to be there. I've got an ex-Bentman, or actually a current Bentman, and an ex-C60 bass player, Andrew Padel, on bass. Schema Uzi's drummer, Danny Lee. Backup singers, Joellen Saunders Yannis. She plays with the Cold Expectations, and she actually did some backup singing for the Big City Rockers. Linda Bean Pardee. She's with Orbit Frigate. She does a tribute band of Cheap Trick called Cheap Trickery. And she also sang with us in Big City Rockers.
Yeah.
And then...
You had quite a crew up there.
Right. Well, so then we have a couple specialty moments, and I can tell you these names. If you went to the Bentmen show, you saw Casey Desmond had a young girl playing violin who actually has her own band, Mi O'Hara. She plays like a synthetic, it's a violin, but she definitely uses like effects, and she's like insane. She's going to help on a couple songs. And on one of the songs, I don't know if we'll get to it, but it's on the CD called Betty Baby.
Yep.
There is a ukulele. And at one of our shows, actually at a Little Billy Law show, I ran into Jojo Lazar, who plays with Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys. Yep. She plays ukulele. So I asked her, I said, would you maybe be interested? So I sent her the song. So she, at least one song, she'll be playing ukulele.
Sounds like a lot of people said yes to you, Smitty, on this project.
Well, you know... I try to make these things fun.
Yeah,
you know, we're going to be playing the music, and hopefully you'll see, you know, where I come from musically and sort of my philosophy on it. But, you know, Betty Baby, the song that JoJo's going to play ukulele on, that is one of the darker songs.
Oh, okay.
But even so, at the end...
Darkness is part of it, too.
There you go. But it is uplifting at the end. So,
okay, you know. There's some ray of hope at the end.
So, I'm really excited. Now, I can't take this whole crew to Detroit with me. I'm going to do a stripped-down version of it.
Yeah.
But when I unleash this group on Detroit, because Detroit, you know, they're just rock dogs, I'm feeling pretty good. I mean, Boston, going to kill it. Take a stripped-down version of this to Detroit. Mm-hmm. And when we finish that up in August, then we'll kind of regroup and figure
out where you're at.
We'll see what the frequently, you know, in the Boston area version of Smitty is. You know, I just like Boston hit it, Detroit hit it, and then figure it out.
Right. Okay, we're going to play a bunch of those bands that are going to be there at that show. We're going to play something by Gene Dante, Parlor Bells, probably throw another Smitty in there, Gala.
Okay. All right, cool.
And we'll be back, and we'll be doing some more babbling. But right now, this is an old one, actually, by Gene Dante, but it's one that I like a lot.
Right now, typing my days away is the only thing next to tricks that keeps me sane. The voice you heard on the phone, it was pure, it was hers, it was mine. But of course, if you can't have me, then I must be alive. I am alive, and I am real.
artistry ruse to celebrity. My work is as key as the legend that surrounds me. All you parlay, you behold, you convey, you control. Through a mask and a show, the metaphoric truth can be told. I am alive, and I am real. As the pain we share and the love for you I feel. And I breathe fire when they want ice. You know the deal. I know all you think you want, I will
I'm
That was the Gala. And before that, we heard the song was called Between the Lines, Parlor Bells, with Darth Barbie, Gene Dante, and the Future Stylists with Purity of Intent. And they're all going to be at once, along with Smitty Smitty.
I can't wait. This is going to be so much fun.
DJ Tad,
Sidewalk
and
Driver.
And a special guest.
Which I told
I'm mum about, but yeah. It's a guest you'll want to see.
You know what? I'm going to message him and find out what his thoughts are right now, because he's really excited to do this, you know, because of the song that I told you, which I won't talk about.
No. We got to keep some things under wraps.
So, you know, you're going to want to pace yourself, because really, we're coming out swinging. I mean, you know, 40 minutes from beginning to end, 40 minutes, and we're going to fill the space with as much energy and love and just joy as we can. And then when we're done, you got Parlor Bells, who will kill it.
Great lineup.
Then you got Gene Dante and the Future Starlets, which are, you know, I've said so many accolades about Gene. I love the guy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's on the short list of people.
I've met him like twice, and he's always been super kind.
He's the best.
Whatever you need, what do you want?
Consummate performer, talent for days.
Yeah.
And
he's been doing it a while, too.
He's been doing it a while. It doesn't look like it, though. That's the other thing.
Oh, no, he puts us all to shame.
Great. Oh, unbelievable.
Damn.
And, you know, if this were the 70s or the 80s, the guy would be like a household name, you know?
Yeah.
And that's no doubt.
Sin with a lot of guys around here and bands. I mean, that's a whole nother hour show.
That is another hour show. And then the Gala, which are just going to kill it. So, I mean, I think, you know, in my own humble opinion, that this show at once on Saturday, June 30th, is a bargain.
Yeah.
At $12 in advance and $15 at the show. You got to go. You know what?
Yeah, I'll certainly push it along in the next month or so.
Awesome.
You know,
well, hopefully we'll get you there, because you don't work Saturdays.
No. Well, not at that hour. What time?
You know, I'm guessing, you know, it officially has us 8:15. If we go on at 8:30.
Yeah, there's always
a little flexibility. But, you know, it's kind of like horses in the gate. We're going to be chomping at the bit. You know, we might just be like, let's go. Come on, let's just go.
Because this will be your debut with this crew, right?
Crew? I just admitted I did this tiny little bit in 1979. You know, ostensibly, this is the first time.
Yeah.
I think...
Oh, you'll do great.
We're gonna be okay. We're going to be beyond okay. I mean, the beauty part is in addition to getting other bands on the bill that I knew that were just going to, like, you know, tear the place down, these guys and women that I'm playing with are just incredible. I mean, we've got together two times already to just loosely go over some stuff. We're going to have our first drum, guitar, and bass rehearsal on Saturday. And everybody is just, they're ready to go.
They're all in, yeah.
You know, they would rehearse more if they could. And so I'm getting energy from them, and it's just a really good group, and I'm excited. Can you tell?
Yeah. I told you. Every time I've seen you behind that kid, I'm like, damn, he's having a hell of a time.
Well, imagine me with how I don't have to be behind a kid now.
No, I know.
It's going to be insane.
I don't think the room can contain you. This could get out of hand. They might have to stop after the first act. The other people won't. That might be it. But the it's an hour, and I says, you know, this is an hour show. Normally it's I like this time. I like an hour, but when someone is in, sometimes it's tight. But we're gonna play another tune off this fine CD, and you'll be hearing it on my show in weeks to come. Don't worry about that. But Just a Modern Guy, Smitty Smitty. I also want to mention quickly that this Saturday, what's May 12th? It's Saturday, I think. Yeah,
right.
This May 12th at Sally O'Brien's is a great lineup of the Dents and Watts. And I think the Dents have a couple new tunes, and they haven't had new tunes in God knows how long.
Oh, I love the Dents.
And Watts, they put new tunes out like it's, they put like a CD a month out. It's ridiculous. So that's a great show right there. So
speaking of bands, it would be huge in the 70s and
80s. Yeah, I know. Yeah. And they've backed up some crazy-ass bands.
They're huge now. But they would be like, you know.
They'd be headlining instead of just backing up back then. Yeah. All right. But we're going to play another Smitty tune, Dents, Watts, and we'll be back to button this up.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Caught off guard there babbling with Smitty here. But we're going to wrap this up, so you can plug it one more time. Go ahead.
Well, first off, let me say thank you so very much, Skybar. Skyrock, as I like to call you. You know, really, I've been seeing you out in club land for years. Love you to death.
Thanks. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure, always. And so thank you. I appreciate it. One more time, Smitty, Parlor Bells, Gene Dante and the Future Starlets, and the Gala at Once on Saturday, June 30th. You can buy advance tickets at Ticketfly.com. Advance tickets are $12. Day of the show, they're going to be $15. Doors open at 7:30. We'll probably go on about 8:15, 8:30 ourselves. And it's in beautiful Somerville, Massachusetts.
Indeed.
And
it's a nice club.
Oh, great. Like Sean those. And JJ and all the people there. I love them to death. They've been fantastic. Yeah. And really, just thank you. Thank you so very much.
My pleasure. I got to get out of here. I'm going to close with something by Watts. As I said, I just played the Dents and Watts, and they'll both be at Sally O'Brien's this Saturday night. But this is WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Skybar. The special guest, Smitty, tonight. And this is Watts, and we'll see you next week, and thanks for listening.